Agriculture Today returns now. We've been telling you about the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference hosted by K-State Agricultural Economics. It's set for next Thursday and Friday, the 17th and 18th of August. And there's another presentation that we want to inform you about right now, and it's very apropos given our current financial situation in production agriculture. The value of benchmarking farm financial information as you go along in your farm and ranch management. We'll talk over that now with Robin Reed, agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. She's the one that will be sharing information on benchmarking at Risk and Profit. And benchmarking, why is it more in the limelight now? It's always been around, Robin.
Well, knowing your financials, looking at your financial statements, your farm is always important. But, you know, with the tough agricultural times that we have right now, I think as a manager, this has become more important just to assess the business. But also from a lender's perspective, financial conditions are just tight right now where lenders are wanting more information, assessing those statements a little more tightly. And so, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be looking at them right now. But it's a good thing to be doing any time in your business.
Let's define benchmarking. It's, well, a running account of what's happening financially, economically on the farm or ranch, but it's beyond that, isn't it?
Well, and there's two ways you can benchmark. One is just looking at your operation year to year. If you produce these financial statements at the same time every year, usually January 1st or so, you can look at what's the progress your business has made throughout a certain period of years. The one that we're going to really highlight in this session is benchmarking against similar farms. And this is kind of hard to do, but here in Kansas, we're real fortunate to have the Kansas Farm Management Association. And so what I've done for the past 2 years now is look at subsets of their farms, such as region of Kansas, the size of the farm, the enterprise mix, such as livestock or crops. And I can pick out a group of farms and put together their financial ratios so a farm in that area can select that and look at their ratios compared to that farm. So really, they can benchmark, look at what areas they have strengths or weaknesses in compared to other farms in their area.
We talk about ratios as benchmarking tools. You might expand on what are some of the primary things that producers should key in on as they think about benchmarking.
And we actually are going to spend a lot of time in this session on that, because I think without a good understanding of financial statements and how they're put together, what those ratios mean, how they're calculated, benchmarking is really the next step. And before you understand the basics, it's hard to actually make management decisions with those ratios. So we're going to kind of go through the basics of the balance sheet and the income statement, what's included in that, how you get the information to build one, and then look at the ratios that can come out of here. You know, liquidity is something right now that we talk about a lot. How that's defined, you know, a lot of farmers might not actually know. It's, you know, you're looking at your current assets and your current liabilities, and if you had to pay off those current liabilities with your current assets, are you in a financial position to do that and still be a viable operation? So, you know, that's something to look at. Solvency looks at your total assets and your total liabilities. You know, most of them, we look at the debt-to-asset ratio as a good indicator of this. And what that shows you is just what proportion of your farm assets are owed to creditors. What proportion do you actually have outright? And that's a really good measure to track over time to see if your debt is increasing or stable or, you know, ideally as you're paying down debts, the longer you've been in farming. So there's just a number of things that you can do once you understand these financial ratios. You know, profitability, your return on assets, your return on equity. Net farm income is a number we talk about a lot, but I don't know how many producers actually know how that's defined or how that number's put together. So we're going to focus a lot just on those basics, too, of what those numbers are and how we go about calculating them.
But generally, Robin, as producers would look at these measurements, they need to do more than just concentrate on one or two, don't they? They need to have a broad spectrum of what's going on there.
Yes, and the decision or the benchmarking tool that I've put together focuses on 11 different ones. But there's actually even more than that that you can go into to evaluate your business. And as I talk about financial statements, I can just imagine they really do make your head spin. But really understanding them can help you as a manager to identify some of those areas in your business that may be lacking or may need improvement. So that's kind of the focus of this session.
To help in that respect, you say that you and a colleague here at K-State who's involved with the Kansas Farm Management Association will be unveiling at Risk and Profit something that you describe as a decision tree to sort this all out?
Yes. So as I mentioned, this is kind of the second year of the tool that I put together to help farms benchmark, and that is using Kansas Farm Management Association farms. What it does is give you a distribution of the farms in your cohort that you selected, and it'll let you see where your farm falls within your peers. So in that tool, you have the option both looking at last year, which is 2016, and then a 10-year average. Because as we all know, financial ratios right now aren't looking as good as they have been in the past. So that 10-year really is another good comparison. But kind of the piece of information that we're expanding on from here in this session is, once you've identified in your business what ratios maybe aren't so good, the thing to do next is, how do we improve on those? What aspects of the business are contributing to those vulnerable or, you know, slightly bad financial ratios, and how do we go about improving them? So Mark Dykeman is actually the associate director with the Kansas Farm Management Association, and he put together something that the economists are using with their members, but we're going ahead and also publishing for the public. And it's a flowchart or decision tree that just looks at, okay, if your return on equity is greater than your return on assets, but you're not getting a very good return on your equity, you know, what does that point to in your business that's making that occur? And you can kind of just flow down through looking at operating profit margin and asset turnover ratio, and it just points to some things to look at in your business as to what might be contributing to some of these ratios not looking so good. Just to give you an example, if your return on equity is less than your return on assets, which is not how you want it, but your return on asset is pretty good, this might just be showing the cost of debt is exceeding the average return on your investments or your assets. So you might want to look at restructuring that debt so the interest is not as expensive or a lower interest rate. To selling unproductive assets, maybe you just have too many assets in your business for the size of the business. Or leasing instead of purchasing, helping to just reduce that asset base but still maintain the productivity. So there's a number of different areas in this flowchart that you can get to and look at different things. Family living is another one that is taking a toll on a lot of our farms right now too, that we just can't support the family living that we could in the past. So it's a really good tool just to kind of identify those areas.
It's very instructive. And once again, if this, then that clarifies this. And so you'll be presenting that at Risk and Profit and walking through some examples, right?
Exactly. Yep. The session is a 50-minute session. So like I said, we'll be starting with the basics, looking at financial statements and what they indicate as far as the ratios and how we go about putting those together. Get into the benchmarking as far as your own farm and the decision tool against the other farms in your area, and then going into the flow chart of where do we go from here once we've identified the ratios in our business that are strong or weak. So it should be a very good session. Like I said, this stuff can really make your head spin, so we're going to try to make sure that we present a good session where everybody can get something out of it, whether you've been working with ratios for a long time or you're kind of new to looking at financial statements.
Excellent. And the breakout session, again, is entitled Benchmarking Farm Financials During Challenging Times. It's one of some 20 breakout sessions that you can choose from as you participate in Risk and Profit Conference at K-State. And in a moment, we'll remind you of how to go about registering, even at this late date. It ought to be a fine session. Looking forward to it, Robin. Thanks for a quick overview of what you'll share at Risk and Profit on benchmarking.
Thank you, Eric, and I look forward to seeing everyone there next week.
She's Robin Reed, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist at K-State. She'll be sharing this information in much greater detail at the 2017 Risk and Profit Conference at Kansas State University. The dates, once again, are this next Thursday and Friday, the 17th and 18th of August. The location is the Alumni Center on the K-State campus. And to get into the registration details and the program itself and what all is being offered up, you can go simply to agmanager.info for all of that, including the registration procedure. agmanager.info, but don't delay, for this conference is coming up extremely quickly now, and it's one to certainly take in. Producers, next week, you're listening to Agriculture Today, and we'll return after this break with more here on the K-State Radio Network.